This is the Five Things Rewind. I'm Drew Doherty with Nick Scherfield. You know, before every game, Nick writes the five things to watch, which are the key points that you must observe if you're a Texans fan. Yesterday in Jacksonville, you wanted to see what the Texans did to quarterback Blaine Gabbert. Needless to say, it was almost a redux of what they did in 2011.
That it was. The Jaguars had -4 passing yards in the first half, and they finished with, I think it was 117 yards on offense, a team record for the Texans defense, also a record for the Jaguars on the other end, the bad end of the least amount of yards they'd ever had. 3 sacks in the day. They got the forced fumble late. J.J. Watt, another monster game. You know, he's good friends with Gabbert from them both being in New York City for the draft last year. I think they were roommates up in New York City right before the draft.
Yeah, and they prepared for the draft as well in Florida.
Yeah, they did, but not very friendly on the field, at least with the way J.J. Watt played. I mean, he's having a monster season right now, and he's really the story of the day on defense. Brooks Reed had a sack as well. Antonio Smith in on a half sack, but J.J. Watt, 1.5 sacks, 2 more passes defensive line scrimmage. He's tied for 2nd in the NFL right now as a 3-4 defensive end with 5 passes defense and the fumble recovery and a team high 5 tackles for loss. So all in all, a great day for the Texans defense, a miserable day for Blaine Gabbert. They did exactly what they wanted to do on defense.
Yeah, and on the flip side, another thing you wanted to watch was how Matt Schaub performed on the road. Boy, timely passes when he needed to pass because he didn't have to all that much, but he found the open receiver, tight end, running back, et cetera, and engineers another win.
Yeah, no touchdowns for Matt Schaub, but also no interceptions and no big mistakes. Like you said, very efficient, very timely. I thought Schaub might have a bigger game than he did. He finished with 195 passing yards. I was thinking he might have over 300. That was his average on the road. It was 302 since 2009, one of the best in the league. And the Jaguars are very tough to run against, but as we'll talk about in a second, the Texans had a ton of success running the ball, and Schaub did what he needed to do to distribute the ball to 8 different wide receivers, I think it was, on the day, and marched the Texans on scoring drives very efficiently and took what the defense gave him.
Yeah, exactly. It leads perfectly into the point of what the Texans' run game did, because Houston held the ball for more than 40 minutes.
More than 43 minutes, a new franchise record. It just doesn't happen very much in the NFL, and I think Kubiak and the players as well were, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but they even said you don't see that very often. And just a dominant day on the ground. And that was a major point of emphasis for the Texans this week after they averaged only 2.4 yards of carry in the season opener against the Dolphins. That didn't look like the Texans in week one here at Reliance Stadium. What we saw in week two at Everbank Field was the Houston Texans. Matt Schaub even said after the game, that's us, that's the Texans, that's our group. Arian Foster and Ben Tate, combining for 184 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Huge day for both those guys. 211 yards on the ground overall, 4.5 yards of carry. It's going to be fun to watch this two-headed monster and Justin Forsett as well all season long.
That's 3 things to watch. A 4th thing you wanted to see was what Maurice Jones-Drew and the Jaguars could do on the ground. A lot of people, when they woke up on Monday morning, probably said to themselves, what did Maurice Jones-Drew actually do?
Yeah, he didn't do a whole lot. I mean, that's just, I think, a function of the Jaguars' offense as a whole not doing very much. Jones-Drew had some nice runs. He looked fresh. He looks like himself, I think it's safe to say, after having that holdout in the offseason. But heading into this game, you knew he's going to be priority number 1, 2, and 3 for the Texans' defense. He was basically the entire Jaguars' offense last year. I think people were expecting a lot of the same this year. Led league in rushing in 2011. He did have some nice runs. He had a touchdown on that 5-yard catch that Blaine Gabbert threw early in the second quarter. But all in all, much like the rest of the Jaguars' offense, the Texans pretty much shut him down.
The 5th thing you wanted to check out was special teams. Trindon Holliday definitely had a better game Sunday than he did in the season opener, but there's still room for improvement in that area.
Yeah, that's probably the one biggest glaring issue the Texans had in this game was mistakes on special teams, penalties on special teams. Penalties overall, they had 10 in the game for 64 yards. 3 of those were on special teams, all of them on punt returns. They were all illegal blocks above the waist. 2 on Mr. Alexander, a linebacker who Kubiak has said needs to be one of those guys that steps up on special teams as a core special teams player. So, those penalties, all there's 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th quarter. They negated a couple of them, some pretty nice punt returns by Trindon Holliday, pushed the Texans back in field position. They also had an issue where Holliday muffed a punt as he was running backwards in the rain, but it fell out of bounds, thankfully. And then another issue where the ball bounced off of Glover Quinn, the safety's helmet, as he was running down blocking for Trindon Holliday, and that ball thankfully went out of bounds as well. So a couple of near very big miscues for the Texans, but overall Johnny Jones punted the ball very well. Shane Graham did his job on field goals. They covered better, but they've got to eliminate the penalties on special teams. And once again, I think this week that's going to be another point of emphasis.
It's going to be a big one. Make sure you read the 5 things to watch before Sunday's contest in Denver. This is it for the 5 Things Rewind.